Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Separating the science from the silly, I like that phrase because that is exactly what we do here on Leading Edge Medicine. We try to give you the real scoop, the leading edge. You know, what's the latest? What's proven? What did the peer-reviewed studies say? Not just what Uncle Harry has told you that he read on the internet. This is why we're here. If you've got a question for either one of our doctors, Dr. Jerry Mixon, the founder and chief medical officer of Longevity Medical Clinic, or the assistant medical director, the beautiful Dr. Samara Umat, and I use the term beautiful wisely, because today at 11 o'clock,
yes, that's right,
the new beautiful you, that's the name of our new show, which is technically sponsored by Bella Medica, which is our aesthetic division here at Longevity Medical Clinic. Beautiful You with Dr. Samara Umat has our showing starting this Saturday, today, this later this morning at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
This program goes until 10, and then at 11, it's Beautiful You, sponsored by Bella Medica, again, our aesthetic division at Longevity. And today, I know you're planning on talking about
tattoos.
Oh, that's right. Tattoo removal.
Yes.
Well, there's other things on the agenda.
Yes.
But tattoo removal. I think you've got a patient that's going to call in that had, if I remember reading her little story, she had a tattoo that she had done for $150 20 years ago by a real schmuck. And it was not good. Anyway, and she wanted rid of it.
Yes.
And 23% of people who have tattoos want to get rid of them now.
That's right.
23%.
And those that have one tattoo more than likely have several tattoos.
Yeah.
And of those 23%, that is almost one in four, wants to get rid of at least one of them. And it's not that they just want to get rid of it. They actually want it replaced by something else.
that's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
But so we're not saying anything negative about tattoos.
No.
I'm 71. I don't quite understand the compulsion that so many people have to do it. But on the other hand, it's the way it is.
Yeah.
And so we're not saying tattoos are wrong. We're just saying,
if you don't like them, you can get rid of them.
You can get rid of them now. And with the new lasers that only Bella, well, maybe not only, but Bella Medica has the very, very latest lasers.
That's right.
That do it in half the time. The procedures, half the time. It's just really cool. But I assure you, you may not have a tattoo. You may be interested in facials, PRP, hair removal, hair restoration, all kinds of things that Bella Medica does so well. So anyway, today, we used to air the show starting about 2 months ago at 1 o'clock in the afternoon here on 770 KTTH. Starting today and going forward, every Saturday at 11 o'clock, Beautiful You with Dr. Samara Umat. We're proud of you. You're doing a wonderful job. Wonderful job. All right. We started without enough time talking about the video on our website, The Two Stages of Aging. You were just starting to describe the second stage of aging. Why don't you just take it from there?
Well, there are there's a small population of cells in every person that undergo what we refer to as senescence. They reach a point that they're no longer able to grow and repair. Every cell in your body is designed to live a certain period of time and do a different job. And some cells live a long time, like nerve cells. Some only live a matter of weeks, like skin. Some only survive several hours, like the lining of your gut, replaced every 30 hours or so. But once in a while, a cell will reach the end of its lifespan, and it undergoes a morphologic change that we refer to as senescence. And when that happens, it starts creating what we call the SASPs, the senescence-associated secretory phenotype.
Okay.
And, yeah, I know, it's a mouthful. Basically, they start kicking out peptides, enzymes, cytokines, and so on that are pro-inflammatory. They increase inflammation and decrease healing and repair. One senescent cell can inhibit the growth and development of up to 12 to 15,000 healthy cells. So a relatively small percentage of your body being senescent actually can prevent the rest of your body from functioning normally. And this is part of why people reach a point in their life as these senescent cells build up that we simply cannot repair anymore. Older folks heal slower. They repair less efficiently. And at some point, you kind of cross a threshold where you're just heading downhill. You're losing bone, you're losing muscle, you're losing heart, you're losing lung, you're losing kidney. Everything is going downhill. And part of that is the excess number of senescent cells. Because senescent cells promote the growth of more senescent cells. So what we found now is that we can go in, there are some treatments that will kill significant numbers of your senescent cells, will get them out of the way and allow your healthy cells to start doing their job again. Now, the animal studies are really fascinating. You know, if we treat, a mouse tends to live about 25 months total, about 2 years. If we treat 20-month-old mice, which are old, frail mice, with senescent cell therapy one time, they start acting like younger mice. They kick their sex activity back up, they become exercising again, their coat improves, and they improve their lifespan. They live about 39% longer.
That's amazing. Wow.
So mice that normally would die at about 25 months are now living to be 34 months with a single treatment.
Wow.
Now, with humans, we don't know what will happen.
Sure.
And because we form new senescent cells and mice live such a short period of time, a single treatment for them is enough. In humans, you're going to have to treat several times over time. As you start reforming senescent cells, you've got to knock the levels back down. We don't know what the impact is going to be on human lifespan. We do now have enough studies to know that when you treat people with significant senescent cell load, they get stronger. They're able to stand up, they walk faster, they move better, their strength improves, their quality of life improves. There are currently studies underway over at Mayo looking at brain function and all sorts of other interesting things. We know it makes people better. We don't know how much or for how long. But personally, I like to function as well as I can.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my first anti-senescent cell therapy about a year ago, year and a half ago, actually. And periodically, I go back in and retreat. And I'm currently on a program where I retreat about every other month. I don't do a full program. I do 3 days of therapy every other month. That seems to have me functioning pretty darn well. So it's not difficult therapy. It's three pills once a day for 3 days, 3 days each week for 3 weeks. So a total of 9 days therapy over a 3-week period for the first time. And thereafter, it's 3 days or so each month or every other month. Currently, I'm doing 3 days every other month.
And fortunately, The cost, even not that long ago, was a tremendous.
First time I treated, I had to buy it from the big pharmaceutical companies, and the medication cost me $2,500 for 9 days of therapy.
Oh.
Now, that same 9 days worth of therapy is $250 through Paramount Pharmacy.
Isn't that great? This is why we get so excited about Paramount Pharmacy, folks, by the way.
Yeah. A 90% reduction in cost. Yeah. So $250. And then, if I only do 3 days every other month, it's $70-some every other month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can handle this without any trouble.
And we'd make this a part of what we do at Longevity for people that want to take advantage of it. They just have, obviously, they have to pay for the prescription. But,
sure. But it's just part of our program now. We have, you know, stage one and stage two therapy. And we don't have a lot of people doing that. 30-some people or so.
Well, we just started.
But it's, you know, it's a growing population, and most of the people that do it really like the results.
You were one of the people that really, really liked
I really, really like the results.
You care to explain?
Well, I guess it's a longer story, but when I was young and foolish, I was a combat paratrooper. I did a lot of dangerous stuff. I got myself shot up, blown up, stabbed lots of times. And so, you know, I have old injuries in both arms, both legs, my chest. And so as the years have gone by, all those old gunshot and shrapnel wounds and stuff have caused me pain.
Well, you're still carrying around some shrapnel.
I'm still carrying around shrapnel every you know, couple of times a year now. I still have a little piece of metal work its way out here or there. But that's not what usually causes the discomfort. It was the joint injuries. I had a round go through my left elbow and basically smashed the elbow. I had a grenade shred my left knee. I had a bullet clip my right ankle. You know, I lost most of the extensor tendons in my right hand from a bullet in the forearm. You know, I got a couple of rounds in the chest. I still got some metal in my diaphragm right down under the heart. Point is that I had pain every day of my life. I learned to function with it. But when I went on our first stage therapy with the hormone balancing, my pain decreased. High anabolic hormone loads decrease pain perception, so I did better. But then as I reached my 70s and the natural decline of aging was kicking in despite everything I could do, I was starting to have more pain. My elbow bothered me more, my wrist bothered me more, my knee bothered me more. So I did the antisenescent therapy. Now, if I were going to be truly scientific, I'd have done one thing at a time. I didn't. I did the antisenescent therapy, and then a few weeks later, I added intravenous exosome therapy. And I had total resolution of all my pain. For the first time in my adult life, I had no pain.
Really? Wow.
Which was dramatic. You know, I mean, for somebody that had hurt since 1966...
Yeah.
Until 2019, to suddenly, for the first time in my adult life, have no pain at all, that was pretty amazing. The problem is I didn't know how much of it was from the antisenescent therapy and how much from the intravenous exosome therapy, because I did the two of them close together. So then I laid off on both. I waited till the pain started to come back, and I retreated just the senescent therapy.
And how long was that you had to wait?
That was about 8 or 9 months before I really started having significant discomfort again. So I did the antisenescent therapy. It improved. Not as completely as doing the two together, but it did get better. And so I've kind of experimented, and I'm finding that if I do antisenescence about every other month, 3 days of therapy every other month, I do pretty darn well. But now, of course, I've also said, okay, now I've got that pretty well established for myself. How much of the exosome therapy do I want to add?
Sure.
So I just went in and had another exosome therapy boost this past week. Samara there started my IV and we ran it in. and total resolution of pain again. No pain at all again.
Wow.
So, you know, the senescent therapy helps. The senescent therapy followed by the exosome therapy helped even more. Now, that's an N of one. I'm one person. That is not a major scientific study.
Yeah.
And I am not the typical person. You know, I've had hormone balancing for 22 years. I have a lifestyle that is different from most men in my age group. You know, I'm leaner and stronger and more muscular than the vast majority of men in their 70s. So my response to this is not necessarily how everybody would respond to this. So what I tell folks is if they want to do what I'm doing, then they need to be prepared to say, you're on the cutting edge. You're out there where we do not have a lot of data. And I cannot predict, will you do as well as me, better than me, not as well as me? I don't know. You know. And the senescent cell therapy is very cheap. You know, like we said, first big therapy, $250. Subsequent, about $70 every other month. No big whoop. The intravenous exosome, that's much pricier. That's about $4,500 a pop. You know, now, whether you do that once a year, twice a year, three times a year, you know, that depends a lot on how adventurous are you and what's your budget for staying healthy. So,
bottom line is, there is no other place that we are aware of, at least in the state of Washington, where you can get this as a patient.
Yeah. I mean, we are unique. We offer things that no one else offers.
Which has always been the case. Yeah,
that's right. You know, we call this leading edge medicine for a reason. You know, if you are like me, if you're a risk taker and you are, let's face it, I'm 73. I can't wait 30 years for this to become standard of care. I would not have another 30 years without doing what I'm doing. As it is, I'm doing so darn well, I may well have another 30 years. And in the next 30 years, who knows what will develop? Maybe I got another 50 or 60 years. I don't know.
And on that note, Mayo is actually conducting a study on this.
Yes, they are. Mayo's actually got multiple studies being done on this right now. But again, it will be 2 or 3 years before they finish the studies, another 2 or 3 years before everything gets peer-reviewed and published. And personally, being a guy in his 70s with a lot of old gunshot and shrapnel wounds. I'm not willing to wait.
Well, yeah. But not only that, you've been doing research on this for a few years now. So
yes.
You've been talking to people
and
who are...
Some of the cutting-edge doctors on planet Earth that are working in this field, I have gone to their labs and spent time with them and shared meals and, you know, gossiped about what they honestly believe, not what they can publish.
Sure.
So, yeah, I am comfortable enough. I'm willing to put my life on it. But then I'm me. Lots of other folks would say, no, I'm not going to do that. And that's okay.
This is one more reason why you ought to consider, by the way, a free health analysis appointment, because that is the first step, a baby step, admittedly, but it's a step that won't cost you anything and will give you 2 free tests. So that you can understand what some of your basic health risks are right now. Then you'll have at least some information to make an intelligent decision. Do you want to become a part of a membership at Longevity Medical Clinic? So don't make that decision now. Just decide to do some measuring now. A free health analysis appointment, for goodness sakes. This is so exciting. There's 2 reasons now why you need to go to our website, lmclinic.com. Number one, watch the video, for crying out loud. It is so good. It's called The 2 Stages of Aging. Actually, there's another video on there. There's 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 videos. But the other, if you're totally new to us here.
Introduction to longevity.
Introduction to longevity. It's about 45 minutes long. It'll curl your hair. It will. It is so good. Now, the 2 stages of aging would be an ideal next step. But if you've been listening to us and, you know, for 5 years, 10 years, some of you 22 years on the radio, watch that 2 stages of aging. Oh, my golly, it is so exciting. So that's one reason. The second reason is make a free health analysis appointment. And by the way, you also get $100 of longevity supplements, also 100% free, just for coming into that health analysis appointment. Again, go to lmclinic.com. Lots of reasons to go there. Hang around that website for a while. It'll blow you away. It really will. If you would rather make an appointment over the phone, our toll-free number is 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. Now, when we come back, we're all loaded up. We're going to go bing, bang, bong and take a bunch of calls about what are we going to do? Vitamin C, body fixing itself. How does the body heal itself? Somebody wants to know. Someone has a question about supplements. Another question about capsules. Not sure what that is all about. But lots of reasons to keep listening. We'll be right back.
Aging gracefully is a terrible option. Learn to live to your fullest potential. It's a lot more fun. Call with your question at 1-800-465-8770.
That's 800-465-8770.
Stay tuned for more.
Hey, this is Pete Talbot, and do I have some terrific news for people struggling with joint pain and possible joint replacement? We're hearing a lot today about stem cell therapy, and Longevity for the last 10 years has been referring our patients and radio listeners to clinics out of state, but no longer. Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho is who we now refer to, and he's right here in Kirkland. And you'll be hearing more from him here on Leading Edge Medicine. Stem cell therapy is a definite option for painful joints and is minimally invasive, where Dr. Nelson can harvest your own stem cells from your own bone marrow and your own fat cells. And instead of a 6 to 12 month recovery with surgery, you can go to work that next day and in most cases be in less pain within 2 to 3 weeks or sooner. Dr. Nelson also uses PRP, platelet-rich plasma, which is sort of like supercharging the repair process. And by the way, the overall cost savings is dramatic when compared to conventional joint surgery, even if you have insurance. So you'll not only save money, you'll eliminate a lengthy recovery and therapy required with typical surgery. So here's what to do. Call Dr. Dan Nelson's office in Kirkland for a consultation. 425-823-4000. That's 425-823-4000.
This is Carolyn. In our 60s, my husband and I were struggling with libido. And I've always called him Dudley Do-Right because he's such a good guy. But since Longevity, now I'm calling him Studley Do-Right.
April love is for the very young. Every star's a wishing star that shines for you.
Thank you, Pat Boone. All right, let's start taking some calls here. Let us go to Winlock and talk with Rick. Hello, Rick. Welcome.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you. I just want, as an aside, I was going to ask about some supplements, but I just want to say as an aside, I am of the mindset that, based upon just my observations, that if there's anything that's going to be beneficial to people that improves their health and at the cost of not allowing the pharmaceuticals to use their drugs that keep people in a treated condition, that medication will not see the light of day. And it all has to do with the idea of money. There are several peptides or several compounds out there that I am noticing that will actually help people, multiple metabolic issues, but they are not being utilized. And one of the ways they get rid of them is they'll say that they'll discover them, and then all of a sudden they'll drop them, saying that it causes cancer in multiple organs rapidly in their test mice. And so, you know, the fact that Dr. Mixon is finding these things that, you know, that will help him to get rid of these senescent cells, I think there's other compounds out there that work equally as well, but will not ever see the light of day. I mean, I know that you guys talked about politics of medicine, and I think this is a very integral one that I am noticing. There's a lot of things out there that will help people that will never, ever be utilized. And
well, you know, part of this, though, started in the late 1960s. Prior to that, the FDA was only concerned with safety. And it had to, if you wanted to use a new medication, you had to demonstrate that it was reasonably safe, period. In the late 60s, the law was changed, and it had to be shown to be safe and effective. But left up in the air is effective for what? All right. And so what has happened since the 1960s is you now have to pick a disease, because the Food and Drug Administration is only considers things that treat a medical condition, a disease process. So you have to pick a disease, and then you have to show that your drug is not only safe, but it is effective for treating that one disease. Then you get it approved. The problem is that those effectiveness studies require tens of millions of dollars to do. They're not inexpensive. And for every one that is positive, there will be several negative. And mm-hmm. so you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of investment mm-hmm. trying to get a medication through the FDA. And if you are the CEO of a company and you're looking at something that you're going to put in hundreds of millions of dollars of your company's resources, and you have no idea whether it's going to be effective or not, and it's not something new that you can patent and get exclusive use of for some 20-some year period.
Exactly.
Why would you spend the money?
Right. I mean, remember, in the past, medicines came from nature. So plants, herbs, nature is mm-hmm. what was the original source of most of the medicines. But if that company spent all that kind of money, then within days, a copy of that will be on the market, negating all their research and all the money they've spent on it, and they're not going to recover that yeah. money, except for a service to humanity, I guess.
Yes. So, you know, you as an individual, how much of your personal income would you be willing to bet on developing something that you can't make a profit on? And you're probably just going to lose your money anyway, 9 times out of 10. How much of your personal income would you put into that project?
Well, if they have a medication that will counter, not counteract, but be in opposition to, like, say, for example, a lipid lowering agent, you know, like a statin drug or something that's actually going to help people with their insulin sensitivity, you know, and also too, it burn fat at the same time and change that from mm-hmm. change their, you know, that does all three at once. You know,
sure.
I mean, oh, but wait, we make more money off of these three drugs than we will off of this one. So let's drop it in a way that we'll make it look like that we're not going to utilize. We'll say it causes cancer. And, I just don't think that in the business it's certainly not altruistic, which I used to believe, but it's not.
All right.
Anyway, no, I guess I was going to ask about, Dr. Umack possibly knows about this. It's about Ayurvedic medicine, Ashwagandha. And also I was going to ask about DHEA. I started at...
What's your question?
I was going to say that I started taking those in conjunction with one another, and I noticed that at mid-60s, my libido has increased significantly to the point where it's just like, you know, what am I doing here? And so I'm just wondering... is this, for example, I've read that Ashwagandha does increase testosterone, and then I know that DHEA down the line will metabolize into testosterone.
Dr. Umack,
so I'm just wondering.
Go ahead and respond.
Yeah, so Ashwagandha that you're talking about is actually an herb. It's been around for a long time, used in the Mediterranean part and Africa and India for centuries. It's actually a shrub that you get the herb from, and that, you know, then you use for multiple purposes. You mentioned several of them already. You mentioned about insulin and diabetes and lowering cholesterol. It has has been known to do all of that, but we actually do carry it in our clinic. And Dr. Mixon has used it in our proprietary formula for our optimal memory. Mm-hmm. And so it does help with a lot. We use it primarily as an adrenal adaptogen, and that's what you're talking about, testosterone. So it modulates the adrenal cortical pathway, reducing cortisol and stress, helping you recover from adrenal fatigue, and possibly improving your endogenous DHEA and therefore testosterone production.
Okay.
Yeah, and right. Again, we use it for a whole lot of things. And DHEA, one of the compounds you're taking, dehydroepiandrosterone, it's a pro-hormone. It's made by your adrenal glands, and it can be converted into testosterone. It can also be converted into estradiol.
Yep.
So it can raise your estrogen and your testosterone levels. The question is, which way is your particular body metabolizing it? And
yeah.
That's why when we don't sell DHEA to the general public, mm-hmm. because we believe that if you're going to take this, somebody should be checking your testosterone, your dehydrotestosterone, and your estradiol levels, and modulating where it's going.
And with that, great call. Thank you, Rick. Good call. I'm happy to say I take ashwagandha every day. It just is fun to say. Ashwagandha. I think I'll take it. Anyway, there's a lot of reasons. You're right, it's in the memory pack, but there are a lot of reasons.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it's difficult to say what it does until people stop taking it. And they
yes.
go, oh my gosh, now I know what it was doing for me.
That's right. Oh boy, hey, this is fun. That opens up a line. When we come back, we will talk with Emmy from Seattle. Has a question about vitamin C. And then Lee was on the phone, was going to call in, but then she texted me with a question. So we have a lot going on here. We've got room for two callers at 800-465-8770.
I fly for a living, and I change in time zones and all this other stuff, and getting colds, and when I get a cold, I can't fly. I thought, well, let's give this a shot. I started taking the supplements, and I noticed less colds, so I'm just working, you know? So then I thought, well, let's try the rest of it. But for us, it's big improvement, and that's why we stay with it.
I've usually had two or three colds a year. Mm-hmm. Even being on the longevity program, even though it revitalized my life, everything about my health in general, but I still got colds and I had bronchitis issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the pandemic came along and you guys put me, Dr. Umet is officially my doctor mm-hmm. right now, so put me on some extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just to be preventive, mm-hmm. Build my immune system even stronger. And I have not had a sniffle, none of that bronchitis thing that would come on me two, three times a year that was just always just horrible. Anyway, I've had zero anything. And I've decided, heck with the virus, I'm doing this for the rest of my life. Because it just, for me, I need that extra boost. Mm. Ashwagandha was one of the additional things. Berberine was one of the the ultimate E.
Yeah.
Was, you know, these.
Immune factor E,
And even more resveratrol, which I'm already, already taking, but I bumped it like twofold.
Yeah.
And it's made a difference.
And NAC. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yes.
We did a TV for King 5 recently, which was, immune system. It was basically life beyond the mask.
Yes, she was the world famous Dr. Umet on New Day this last Wednesday. That's right.
World famous.
Yes, and you're going to be.
Well, it's in our world.
It's our world.
And you're going to be on New Day again many, many, many more times. They love you on New Day.
Well, you know, the point, I think, was that there's so much fear about COVID and everybody's doing whatever they can. It causes anxiety and it's impacting all of us. What I wanted to point out that was in our clinic, we've had three patients test positive for COVID. Thankfully, they have all recovered uneventfully. Nobody has any lingering side effects from it. And we have no COVID-related mortality, even though by age alone, we carry the highest risk population.
This is a fantastic statistic because most everybody is in the danger zone, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the thought that we've only had three mild cases of COVID is really...
In all three clinics.
That's the total of the thousands of patients.
One per clinic.
Per clinic. I mean, if that isn't a good reason to become a patient at Longevity, holy cow. Okay, we were talking about this whole idea of supplements, and a lot of calls on preventive things, supplements today. Well, I got a text from somebody, Lee, said that she was interested in the fact that Jerry has had so many injuries and seems to be plugging along just fine.
He's not just plugging along. He's leading a march.
But she goes on to write, God has done such an amazing job creating our bodies, and I'm wondering, both internally and externally, just how much can the body heal itself? I think a lot of people abuse their body to the point where they feel that there's no coming back. I think the audience could probably use some encouragement. I know I could. So she's basically saying the body is kind of designed to heal itself in many ways, right?
It is. But, and this is a big but, we are not designed to live this long. The reality is biology is designed for survival of the species, not the individual. Okay? The universe doesn't care, quite frankly. We live in an impersonal universe. We are designed to start having babies in our teens. That's why our sex drive is at its peak in our teens. We have a biological drive to have sex and reproduce and have babies when we're 16, 17 years old. We have invented this thing called adolescence in the last couple of hundred years, in which we tell people we shouldn't. And in our complex society, we shouldn't. Having children in your teens is almost a guarantee of poverty for the rest of your life in our complex Western society. But for most of human history, that wasn't the case. You know, we married off our girls when they started having periods. Parents would choose who the girl was going to marry, frequently when she was born or shortly thereafter. And when she had her first period, she was considered a woman. And she went to her husband. And there was no birth control. She had a baby every year till one of them killed her. That's the way we were designed. And that's the way human society all over the world basically functioned for thousands of years. And we are designed to stay strong and durable long enough for our children to start having children. But if you had your kids in your teens, and you stayed strong and durable long enough to protect them until they were in their teens, how old would you be?
Yeah, not that old.
In your 30s.
Yeah.
And when did you start noticing your body going downhill?
Yeah.
In your 30s. The system is designed to stay strong and robust until your kids can have kids. But once your children could have kids, you are supposed to get slower, weaker, fatter, feeble, die, get out of the way, quit consuming resources that the next generation needs. That's the way the system is designed. Now, do we like that system? No. Do most of us have any intention of cooperating with that system? No. All right. We have gotten so good at protecting ourselves from a harsh, impartial, dangerous world that we now live 60, 70, 80 years. The consequence, though, of living that long is we go downhill to a degree that our ancestors never conceived of. Okay? We develop cancers and heart disease and dementia because we live so long. So our task now that we've gotten good at protecting ourselves from the universe is how do we overcome those degenerative processes that hit the human race that are supposed to be making us ever slower, weaker, fatter, dumber, and less capable of defending ourselves? Well, that's what longevity is all about. We treat the normal, the common, the everyday declines of aging, and our goal is to make you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier than you would normally be. Normal is not acceptable at this clinic because we look at what is designed to happen to the human race and we don't like it. And so we do everything that we can, everything that science permits us to do to counteract the normal declines of aging.
Again, I cannot contain myself. I have to say, this is why we make available the free health analysis appointments. You're sitting there in your car. You're sitting there at home having a cup of coffee with someone you love, I hope, or alone, doesn't matter. And you're thinking, holy moly, this is something I need to look into. Well, okay, that's why we do the free health analysis appointments. And you get the two free tests. You get $100 of free longevity supplements or the two fitness books and the fitness bands, whatever you want, the supplements or the fitness books and bands, just for coming in. You make your appointment at lmclinic.com. Man, I hope you will do that. And Jerry, you were looking at me. I was laughing while you were saying, well, yes. Lee, who asked that question that you just responded,
yes.
She texted me and she says, did I just hear him say big butt? She said, my God, he can see me.
No, anyway. I don't think I said big butt.
Boy, I think you did.
Did I? All right.
You did. Anyway.
But,
you know, my daughter, when she was about 4 or 5, there was a song that was popular on the radio, something about, oh, my God, look at that butt.
Oh.
And so we taught her that. She said, no, no, honey, you're missing. Look at that boat. That's what we, okay. And so she learned to sing it of, oh, my God, look at that boat.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
I'm sorry I brought this phrase.
We also had to teach her, though, that when she's walking through the mall and she comments on someone's weight, she can only make her comments in Chinese, in Mandarin.
Oh, okay.
Because very few people understand Mandarin these days.
No, these days in our malls, most of them are Chinese. Didn't you notice, Jerry?
Yeah, but they're the skinny ones.
That's true, too.
That's true. That's true. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take another quick call. Let's go to Emmy in Seattle. Emmy, welcome to the show.
Hi. Most Hello, of my questions Emmy. Have been answered while I'm waiting.
Right.
Because I was concerned really about keeping your immune system at optimal level.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering about vitamin C, because I hear ester C, liposomal C, and liposomal supplements now are becoming so prevalent. I'm wondering,
yeah,
is that
are.
The best way to take
yeah.
your, and absorb okay. your...
Yeah, let's talk about vitamin C and the liposomal preparations. Vitamin C is a water-soluble vitamin, and we can only absorb a couple of grams a day of this through our gut. So, you know, if you take enormous doses of vitamin C, you know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 milligrams a day, you're not going to absorb most of it. Most of it's going to go right on through and come out your nether regions.
And if you take a large dose at a single sitting, even then you're not absorbing it all. You're absorbing only a partial of it.
That's right.
Really?
So, yes. And so vitamin C is one of those things that if you really want to get maximum absorption, the largest amount in your bloodstream, you need doses taken multiple times through the day. I'd say, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime, if that's your goal, is to get more of it into your system. Now,
so of any kind then?
Yeah, of virtually any kind. But the liposomal versions, what happens with a liposomal or ester C, which is a lipid ester, they bond it to a fat molecule. And fat gets through your gut lining better than the plain vitamin C. And so you can increase the amount of absorption of most of the supplements. Curcumin, you know, the turmeric-related sorts of things, the resveratrol, all of these polyphenols have a limited ability to be absorbed. And so if you use a lipid-associated form where it's kind of in a little fat packet, it gets through the lining and your blood levels will go up a little faster.
Well,
the question is, yeah, well, yes and no. I mean, the question is, how much is enough? Right?
Okay.
You know, if you're, for instance, if you're somebody and you're trying to treat something like a cancer with vitamin C, which there are people that do, you simply cannot get enough of it into your bloodstream orally to do any good. That requires an intravenous application where you actually put it in a bottle of saline and run it directly into your veins. That's the only way you're going to get those really giant doses.
Is there a downside to doing that?
Not a whole lot. Vitamin C is one of those, again, water-soluble things. Your kidneys do a great job of dumping it very quickly. So your blood levels will be very high right after the IV, but you very quickly kick the excess out in your kidneys. So, you know, you pee it out really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But vitamin C is one of those potent antioxidants. And, you know, we use a fair bit of it in our practice. I think the cost benefit ratio for the lipid forms are probably overstated. You know, we use so many different antioxidants, the resveratrol, the curcumin, the vitamin E, all the other things that, I think loading yourself with multiple grams of vitamin C is basically a waste of money.
I mean, what I've seen is that vitamin D may be more effective in some of these cases. So, it's like you said, it's multiple that is more important.
Also, there's a recharge effect. Vitamins E and C they work together, and they actually help you to recharge the electrical activity of the two. So taking E and C together probably gives you a much bigger boost than taking either one by itself.
You know, this whole area of dosage of supplements, man, that is fascinating because the government tells you one thing, and I often hear you saying something completely different. So maybe we ought to take some time in a future program.
Yeah. We can visit about it in a couple of minutes when we get back from this break.
Well, okay. We'll maybe do that. We've only got, well, let's do a break. We'll be right back.
I went to the Linwood office, and I must tell you, your staff is so amazing. At Longevity, they talk to you. They make you understand what's going on, and they give you the numbers so you have a starting point. And that's what I love about coming to you guys.
Sly and the Family Stone is still out there. Sly's been long gone. No one knows what happened to Sly. It's a sad story, methinks, but they're still out there performing. Hey, we were just talking about supplements, and there's so many confusing things that the government tells us about what we need versus what I hear you saying might be appropriate.
Well, the thing is that the FDA is only allowed to consider things to prevent a disease, a specific disease process. The only disease I'm aware of that you get from not having enough vitamin C is scurvy.
Yeah.
You know, which we don't see a lot of scurvy these days.
Sure.
And so the official requirements, the amount of vitamin C you need, according to the federal government, is enough so you don't get scurvy.
Yeah. So those are called RDAs, recommended daily allowances.
The amount of vitamin D that the government says you need is enough to prevent you from getting rickets, you know, having a baby with rickets. The other complicating factor is that the proper doses depend on your age, on your lifestyle, and on where you live. Let me use vitamin D as an example.
Sure.
Vitamin D is made naturally by exposure of your skin to sunshine. Ultraviolet light on the good side triggers vitamin D formation. On the bad side triggers skin cancer. All right? Mm-hmm. Everything's got a good and a bad component. A Caucasian in a brief bathing suit, a man in a Speedo, a woman in a bikini, in South Florida, will produce 35,000 units of vitamin D a day.
Now, from a health perspective, we're not talking about the skin cancer perspective, but from internal health, is that good or bad?
Well, it depends on how often you do it and how high your blood levels get.
Well, what about a person that gets out every day?
Well, let me give you some numbers here. For the last 30 or 40 years, the recommendation for vitamin D was 400 international units a day. A couple of years ago, the feds raised that to 800 international units a day. But again, a girl in a bathing suit on the beach in Florida can make 35,000 units a day just from her skin. How much does she need to take orally? Zip. All right. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if your ancestors were from Africa and you have very, very dark skin, that melanin blocks the ultraviolet light from triggering vitamin D. So you're going to have much lower vitamin D levels, even if you live in Florida where there's a lot of sunshine. So that African-American ancestry, that African ancestry is going to need a much higher dose of vitamin D than the Caucasian is. If you live up here in the Pacific Northwest, way in the northern latitudes where we get our sunshine filtered through all that extra atmosphere because the sun is low on the horizon, we don't get enough vitamin D. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D insufficiency here is rampant.
Right.
So 400 or 800 units might be fine in Florida. Up here, it's spitting in the wind. Our people up here need 2, 4, 5, 10,000 units a day because we are way far away from the sun.
You've got me at 7,000 a day. You had me for several years at 10, and then my numbers changed a little bit, and you brought me down to 7,000.
Yeah, but you go to Hawaii and bake in the sun.
Well, yeah, but I don't live in Hawaii.
But the decision's made on blood levels.
That's right.
The testing.
But the point is that vitamin D hangs around for a long time.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, you go and spend 2 weeks in the sunshine and the tropics, your levels are going to be much higher for months afterwards.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
So you come back and get a test a month after your Hawaii vacation, your levels are going to be much higher. She'll cut your dose.
So because I usually go like 3 times a year to either to Hawaii or someplace very, very, very sunny. That's good. So that's maybe one reason you brought me down.
Yeah. You know, I get 5,000 units a day and it's plenty.
Yeah.
I don't need as much as you do. I'm not quite sure why, except that maybe my Scandinavian ancestry, my Vikings and my pale skin is why why I make more vitamin D.
Okay. Listen to this conversation. This is unique healthcare. This is personalized healthcare. This is what Longevity Medical Clinic does and is one of the reasons why we do 1 hour appointments, because our doctors and staff act more like coaches and teachers than just a primary care physician today who is seeing on average 41 patients a day and is talking to the average patient's actual communication with the patient for 5 minutes and 26 seconds. That's what the latest study says. Can you do this?
You can't do this in 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes and 26 seconds.
You can't fix breakfast in 5 minutes and 26 seconds, much less solve complex biological problems.
So there will come a time in your life, I hope, for your sake, that you will realize that if you are dependent 100% on insurance-based health care, in some senses, you've got a real problem on your hand. And this is why Longevity Medical Clinic was started, why it exists, why we are doing so, excuse me, it's maybe not appropriate to say this, but why we're doing so freaky well is because people understand how important it is now to get this extra attention, to be on the leading edge. And so if you would like, hey, this is why we do the free health analysis appointment, I encourage you, please, make your free appointment. You get the two tests absolutely free, the blood test and the special in-body test. And $100 of longevity supplements to boot, just for coming in. Make your own appointment at lmclinic.com. I hope you'll do it today, lmclinic.com, or call for your appointment at 866-86-YOUNG. Hey, don't forget Dr. Umet, Beautiful You, at 11 o'clock right here. Follow us for the next hour on another station. Find us at lmclinic.com.
Every year, 4.5 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 visit the ER.
It's every parent's nightmare.
Umergency gives you all the tools you need to quickly and effectively manage your family's emergency. Umergency provides instant access to vital resources customized to your student's campus and local community, digital consent form, and built-in urgent alert button. Umergency gives you peace of mind when you need it most. Download your Umergency app now.
The fight for the White House. AM 770 KTTH Seattle election coverage. Presented by Northgate Rare Coins and The Coin Market. Your vote. Your voice.